I've been mentioning directed and random test cases. Let me expand a little bit on what directed test cases are. What directed test cases are, they set up explicit conditions. They perform a test of a particular function. Their aim and goal is to test that a specific function works, and that's it. You have to assume that the block have been tested. As I mentioned earlier, that's the block's designer's job, it's not your job. You have to worry about the system. And what type of directed test cases can you have? While generating all systems, you need some basic sanity checks to make sure that the blocks do work, but you're not going to go into detail. You want to make sure that data that's put in comes out at the other end. So that implies that connectivity works and that the blocks work. You want to test connectivity. One case is that I had. One of the chip I was working on, someone else working the other chip, we did the board simulation and the things came out scrambled at the other end. So I got a phone call, hey, your model's wrong. Went back, dig. That's my specification. We're right. Turns out that one specification was little Indian. The next specification was big Indian. So the scrambling was happening at a system level. You did the chip test, things worked perfectly. Easy to fix, but it was fairly hard to find. So you have to make sure that you get connectivity test. Or for example, that you're not swapping bytes on the bus. These things happen so easily. So you have to have a test case that walks those patterns on all the lines. Nowadays with synthesis, doing walking ones and walking zeros at the chip level is not really relevant because synthesis worries about things being kept in the same order. But at the board where things are still done schematically, or when you have to deal with two separate specifications that are not tied together or implemented as a whole, you still need to do those. Basic system checking, make sure that the thing can do some of the basic functions, system level functions. Some data flow, do I get proper flow control? If I set up data flowing through one set from one side, do I get back pressure from the other? And test congestions. Set up some congestion conditions. Just try and cram that as fast as you can. Try to overflow all the buffers. Does the thing recover?